There are fears that a West Australian government decision to scrap funding for an interpreting service could deny justice to some Aboriginal people in the Kimberley. The Kimberley Interpreting Service helps Aboriginal people navigate the technical English of police interviews and the courts. And the state's Chief Justice says government should be increasing funding for Indigenous interpreters, not cutting it. From Perth, Anna Vido reports.
Navigating the technical language and processes of the justice system can be hard enough when English is your first language. But for some Aboriginal people in the Kimberley, for whom English might be a third or fourth language, it can be almost impossible. That's where Desmond Taylor and his colleagues at the Kimberley Interpreting Service come in.
I think it's very, very hard for them to understand in English. When they're in the court, the English is very different.
Desmond and his colleagues offer interpreting services in more than 30 languages for Aboriginal accused as they navigate police interviews and the courts. It's the only service of its kind in WA, but at the end of June, the state government scrapped its funding for the Kimberley Interpreting Service. Indigenous incarceration rates in WA are already the highest in the country, and Desmond Taylor is worried that could get worse.
It's very worrying because a lot of the Aboriginal who don't speak English as their first language, they're going to be incarcerated, and the prison system's going to go up without interpreters.
The Kimberley Interpreting Service's Chief Executive, Deanne Lightfoot, says it may not survive without government intervention.
Without clear communication in the court process, or throughout the whole justice process, there's actually a miscarriage of justice. To be honest, we are in a really dire position and we really do need the government to get behind us.
The Chief Justice of Western Australia told the ABC he's concerned too.
There is a need, certainly in the justice system, for an adequately resourced interpreter service. And if the decision that's been announced has the effect of not providing that service, then it's a backward step.
Chief Justice Wayne Martin says if justice is to be done, then Aboriginal West Australians need to have access to interpreter services where those are needed.
Certainly, if the accused person or the person who's to be sentenced or the person who's being interviewed doesn't adequately understand English and doesn't have an interpreter, then there is a miscarriage of justice if the evidence is admitted or the trial process isn't corrected.
He says funding for Indigenous interpreting services should be increased.
There are large parts of our state, not just the Kimberley, but also the Pilbara, the Lands area east of Kalgoorlie. There are large parts of our state where the primary language spoken is not English. There are recurrent problems in this area, which is why we need a base of adequately trained interpreters in the various languages that are regularly used around our state. I've been calling for a properly funded statewide interpreter service along the lines that exists in the Northern Territory for 6 or 7 years now. And that, to my way of thinking, is the only way of adequately addressing this problem.
WA's Shadow Aboriginal Affairs Minister, Ben Wyatt, says the decision to stop funding the Kimberley Interpreting Service is perplexing.
Without that interpretive service, Aboriginal people not understanding what's happening to them in the justice system, we see trials fall over, we see police investigations critiqued by judges.
WA's Minister for Aboriginal Affairs, Peter Collier, referred questions about the Kimberley Interpreting Service to his department. In a statement, the department said it's no longer in a position to provide funding, and that it gave the Kimberley Interpreting Service 2 years' notice their funding would end from July this year.
Anna Vido.